Hello everyone, welcome back to the RMI Fusion Cast, where we sit down and we talk about games. Well, we're talking about the next generation for this episode. I'm Tony.
Hi, I'm Mark.
I'm Will.
And I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kieran.
Yep, and today's special guest is Kieran, our new site team member, that person we keep locked up in the forum. He hasn't gone completely insane yet.
yeah, especially as he gets absolutely flooded with spam.
Welcome aboard, Kieran. Do you want to just give a quick introduction to yourself, mate?
I play pretty much all types of video games, apart from certain ones that I deem are bad, not naming names, Call of Duty. Yeah, I'm just a general gamer, but mostly PC. Used to be console, but then I kind of made the switch.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. I have the, not bragging, but I have the most powerful PC out of everyone here. So
yes.
When we do our recordings, mine are probably going to look the smoothest.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for that, Kieran. Don't let your ego block the doorway on the way out. Okay, but no, like I say, Kieran works on the site with us as well. We've found a way of stopping most of the spam, so his job's got somewhat easier. And hopefully he'll be joining us for more episodes of the podcast as it goes by. So let's hope for the best of that one. Okay, guys, we're here to talk about the future of console gaming. And we all know there's been press conferences and E3 just went past.
Yep.
So, Let's try and keep this to a nice audible rabble.
Yes.
And we'll discuss over what's gone on in the past. Now, we're doing this raw. There's going to be no editing, so please be aware we may end up swearing. And if so, stick with it, because I think it's warranted. All right, let's put fun amalgamations. Let's look at the consoles. Let's go for the easiest one first. No, I'm not going to do the Xbox One first, Will.
No.
So we'll look at the Wii U. My personal thing for the Wii U, I reckon it's going to have some go for it, especially after the whole entire incident with the Xbox One. And they will show the, at E3 they showed the new Smash Brothers game. Again, we'll let Will tell you what he got all excited about. And just Jerry told us that there are going to be more great titles from their main core titles on the way. So it could be good, even though there is the weakest machine, my personal opinion, it still could be good for Nintendo. I do not count them as down and out in the next generation console race, even though they're using the console this generation. Okay, who wants to go first about their thoughts on Nintendo?
Can I go first, because that's in the Nintendo conference, because I watched some of the Nintendo conference.
Okay then, we'll go on you first.
Well, after watching some of the Nintendo conference, some of the games they actually show, I'm really impressed what they showed. They showed Super Mario 3D World, which is basically like a gameplay plays like Super Mario 3D Land on the 3DS, but instead of like having like Mario, Luigi, Toad and Toad, decided to put Princess Peach back in. It plays pretty much just like Super Mario 2 on the NES, so each of their own different abilities, like Princess Peach can float up in the air for a short period of time, Luigi can jump higher, but Toad can run faster, Mario's the all-around character.
So basically it's just a sequel to Mario Bros. 2, really?
In essence, yeah. But they've added a new power-up to the game as well. They've added a new cat ability as well, so you'll be able to transform into a cat. With this one, basically, you'll be able to claw your enemies and also climb up stuff as well.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of half expecting another animal rights suit for this one, personally.
Yeah, because they did that with the Tanuku suit, didn't they?
Yeah. Can anybody please, at this moment in time, please look up on Wikipedia exactly what a Tanuki is?
It's a Japanese mythological thing, isn't it? I believe it is.
Okay, so they all got hissy fit and pissed off about something that doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's more like I can't really explain it, but it's more like a raccoon Japanese mythological thing. Just look it up and you'll know.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What was the big news that you really hit home for you, Will?
I think the Mario Kart 8, because the way I didn't get really much see of it because their stream was a bit really crap. Well, it was a lot of people were watching it, so it wasn't my internet connection, it was just the way a lot of people are watching it. It does kind of get slowed down and buffers a little bit. But looking at the new Mario Kart game, it looks really, really good. Now, it has some of the, you can also play as the kart, you can also play on the motorbike, but this time, basically, it can also turn you like, you can go into like a gravity thing, and basically you can scale off walls like a roller coaster thing.
Mm.
Like, you know, it just turns into like hovers and go scales on the walls, you can fly, drive upside down and all like that.
Mm.
And also you get like, float, all that. We call those things that you hold on when you skyline. Is it
gliders?
Gliders, yeah. It starts, the gliders ability is there as well. But I can't really say much about it. I've only seen the video, but after looking at it, I'm really looking forward to playing it because I do enjoy playing the Mario Kart games, but this one I'm really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. But what's the big thing you're looking forward to, mate?
Most likely Super Smash Bros. 4, or Universe, they called it, because after showing that, it looked really, really good. And one big surprise that made a lot of fans happy was seeing Mega Man in it for the first time.
Yep, the old Blue Bomber has been abused by Capcom for a while, but they said, oh, who cares? We'll put him in there so we can go around beating some other people up as well.
Yeah, the Mega Man is just like his normal Blue NES version. Not the NT network jobby system. Oh, don't worry, it's not bad box art, Megan, like they did on that bloody Street Fighter X Tekken game. Or was it? What was that? Was it that one? Or was it?
Yeah, it was that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
So,
it's the original NES Blue Bomber. He has all the abilities, like, you know, he has, like, the Blade Man ability, the Woods Man ability. I don't know why he has that. He also has Hard Man ability, which I don't know why he has that neither. And also he has the Crash Bombs ability as well.
Mm. So many questions and no answers. God damn it, Nintendo.
And also, they've added the Wii Fit Trainer female version into the game as well.
That's what I said the other day, wasn't it, guys? I said, what's about? You're going to make her do press-ups to death.
I don't think so.
Yeah, do steps until your legs fall off. That's a super move.
So don't worry, the characters are there, like Mario, Link, Donkey Kong, Pikachu, and Pit, and all like that. But as time will go on, more characters will get added as well. So I just have to watch the website.
Ooh, possibility of DLC characters as well. I could see it already.
I'm just hoping for Pac-Man to make an appearance.
Well, apparently Namco are actually working with them on the production of it, so that wouldn't rule out Pac-Man appearing.
No. I really hope they do.
Okay, who wants to go next for Nintendo? Andrew, you're next. Andrew, you're next.
I didn't really actually see the conference as such, but I think the thing is obviously with a lot of the Nintendo games and stuff, you always tend to find that they never... What gets with me and Nintendo is the fact that they never seem to really come up with any new IPs or anything like that. It's just, I mean, to me, obviously, you know, it's nothing on Mario Kart. Yeah, great, fantastic. But it's just the fact that it's always like, whenever they want to announce a new game, it's always like a new Mario Kart or a new Super Smash Brothers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do see what you mean there, but a lot of people have tried to play that card as well. But then if you do look at a lot of their franchises as well, yes, they got another Mario game, but have you noticed after each generation, the Mario game has been drastically different? You look at Mario 64, then you look at Mario Sunshine, it had the flood pack, it completely changed the gameplay. Then you look at Mario Galaxy, again, it totally changed the gameplay. Same with the Pokemon games and a lot of the others. They may be using the same IPs, but they always look for a new way to present the game.
Oh, yeah, they usually do, don't they? So, I mean, I suppose in a while, but that's what keeps them fresh. Apart from that, there's not really much more I can say, really. So, obviously, the Wii U, obviously, it's already out, so it's probably something we've already got. Some of our listeners probably might even have one, but like I said, I didn't really see much the conference, really, so, but... Well, that's all I can say.
Personal opinion, you reckon they're going to be okay?
Yeah, I think so. I think you could probably say they're playing it safe, but you know, sometimes playing it safe is a good thing.
Yep, we can say that, only unless you happen to be robbing some people blind for their fingers.
Yeah.
Right. Now, we was talking the other night, and you've actually now expressed an interest in getting the Wii U.
Yeah, because it looks a lot better than... certain other consoles that are coming out, and the main reason why I was thinking of getting it is how cheap it is. And I do like some of the Nintendo games, because I did also say, and I'll probably get slated for this, I myself haven't bought a proper Nintendo console. I mean, I did have a GameCube or a GameCube for a while, but I only had Metal Gear Solid on it and some shit rap battle game thing. I can't remember what that was, but it was fucking terrible.
Def Jam Vendetta.
Yeah, it was... absolute shit. So I didn't really own it for very long, and I got rid of it. But yeah, I haven't really bought a Nintendo console or thought much of them since the Super NES, personally myself. And I know I'm like the odd one out in that because everyone seems to like them, but I'm not really a fan of Nintendo. But I do think the Wii U does look pretty good, and the main thing that I do like about it is it's backwards compatible with a Wii.
Yeah. So you can pick up those.
And it's quite a lot of decent Wii games.
So basically, if you have like a big, massive, large library of Wii games, so don't worry, you can still play them.
Yeah. It's the only next-gen one that is 100% fully back-compatible. Right.
Exactly.
Yep. Kieran, do you think a Nintendo's conference will see them through the next few years?
To be honest, I didn't actually watch the Nintendo E3 conference. I was asleep at the time. But I think Nintendo, they're kind of in a gen of their own. They do their own thing. Like, the Wii, it wasn't really next-gen, it was a generation of its own. They went completely out the way and just did fully motion controllers, and, you know, it worked out well for them. You know, it sold very well. And they're kind of trying to do the same thing with the Wii U. They're just thinking of different ways to do things.
Yeah.
And it can either go one way, it can go completely tits up and fuck over the company, or it can work out really well.
Yeah, and then they can have Microsoft trying to copy it and get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. But I think Nintendo are relatively safe. As long as they can keep producing some good quality titles and make use of the hardware that they've created, I reckon they'll be okay for a good few years. And for anyone who's sitting there saying, oh, they're gonna go out of business, do you know how big their company is in Japan? Nintendo ain't never going out of business.
No.
Nintendo is in everybody's home, and they roughly worked out as well from the sales of DSs that virtually everybody in Japan has bought at least two.
Whoa.
Blimey.
Yeah. that's a lot of DSs. Let's put it that way. So that's all good. Right, so Nintendo, I think it's time for anybody to buy one, but I do think it may be worth holding off because I do think they'll have a price drop just before either the PS4 or the Xbox One comes out.
But I am going to get a Wii U sometime, probably this year or next year. So basically, I'm just waiting because, you know, I'm planning to get one but I'm just going to wait a little bit as well.
Oh, if there's anything to wait for a Wii U for, it has Bayonetta 2.
Yes. And so I'm sorry, Thorny, but her hair's been cut. So, yeah, don't complain to me. Go complain to Platinum Games. Go and complain to them.
No, I'm not having that. I am not having that.
You watch him. He will go to Platinum Games and complain.
See ya. Right, moving on. Right.
In fact, Kornovich, that's the only reason why I'd want to get Wii U, because the original one was bloody fantastic.
Yeah, it was. Me and you have got a podcast about that sometime, mate. So, people. Right, moving on. Sony. Now, Sony made a lot of people happy.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah, they did.
They did make a good happy. Right, I'll go over fine points first. One, the price. Pretty good, I reckon. £350.
Yeah.
Not bad for an seeing that the original PlayStation 3 was about £450, £500, weren't it?
When it first came out, yeah.
For me at the time, that was a month's worth of wages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's something I couldn't afford even on my wages. That's what's called having a family, as people. Yeah. But that was a very, very good point on that one. The machine itself looks very nice. During their first conference, they gave a very nice demonstration of what the graphics could do. Then they basically came out with the 22-second video that kicked Microsoft so hard in the balls, it made me cry.
I've seen it.
I just love that video. They kicked him so hard in the balls that their great-great-great-grandfather felt that.
For those of you who don't know what we're on about, basically Sony did a video about the used games, wasn't it?
Yes.
Basically showing you how to trade in your games, and it just basically shows two people, one of them just handing over a game. And there you go, they're all smiling, happy.
That was brilliant. That was pure brilliant. Whoever thought of that, I will shake that guy by the hand.
Yep. I'll put, if anyone who hasn't seen, they do want to see, I'll put a link underneath the in the information with the podcast, so you could check it out yourself, but we do recommend it. There'll be no limitations on secondhand games and trading, and also no permanently online connection.
Yay!
Sony have done a lot of favours for the gamers. The only thing which was questionable on the side of Sony was PS Plus is now mandatory for online gaming. Now, I thought at first that this could have been baffy, but then again, my ex has PS Plus, and I am seeing what they get. and the service they get for PS Plus. And I find you've got to be crazy not to be on PS Plus.
Yeah, yeah, I had it when my PlayStation was my main console, and it was actually really good. I got so many free games.
Exactly. And they plan to carry that on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, you say free. Obviously, you have to pay about £40 a year. But then the thing is, you get like for every month there's like a free game that's worth about 20-30 quid. So, yeah. It's like, you imagine that, you know, 12 games each about £30 each, and you're only paying £40 for them. Come on.
And if you've got Vista as well, they give you games for the Vista, no?
Oh, the Vita, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only real downside as well is obviously to use your PlayStation Plus games, you have to keep paying your PlayStation Plus account. Obviously, because obviously if you stop paying for the account, you can't play your games, but it's still a bargain, no matter what.
Oh yeah, definitely. On that
one. Yeah.
Right,
and also, can I say something?
Yep, go on.
And also, basically, I do want a PlayStation 3, but I don't have the PlayStation Plus, but I've been hearing a lot of good things about it from you and Andrew. I consider when I get a PS4, I may just get an account, because I've been hearing, like, from you two, I do hear really good things about it. So, yeah.
Well, you could get the account now, Will, and it'll just carry over. Right, open up this one. We'll go the other way this time. Kieran, thoughts of the PS4, mate?
I think it looks good. Looks like a good console. Looks nice, but to be honest, who cares about what it looks like if you're looking at the screen? Graphics, pretty nice. It's also a very unexpected turn from Sony. It's like the PS2 and 3 were all right, very unique architectures. You know, they spent years making them. Then suddenly with the PS4, they just stick PC parts in it.
Yeah,
it's just an AMD chip and an ATI graphics card, and so that was a bit unexpected. Usually, I was expecting, you know, an involvement of the cell or something, you know, ridiculous. But no, I think because they started to piss off the developers a bit too much with that.
Yeah, so now they've got it, and it's also going to be a threat to Microsoft as well, because they could develop games just as easy.
Yeah. Also, indie. Way that they let indie self-publish. It's like that's instantly, you know, an advantage to them over Microsoft, because Microsoft's just like, no, you can't self-publish, because if you self-publish, we don't get any money from that, essentially.
Yeah, but we'll get to that in a moment. Malk, impressions of the PS4, please, mate.
I don't mean to put a downer on this, but, wow, I'm not impressed with it whatsoever. I think it just looks out of date already. It looks a joke. I mean, most of the games on it don't look no better than what I've already seen on the PC and got already.
Mm. That is true.
And I don't give a crap about sharing or getting someone to do levels for me. I definitely won't buy one.
Mm.
Without a doubt. And Sony hardware is never that reliable. Because as from today, and that's what I haven't mentioned earlier, and that's probably why I'm not in so much a good mood about the PlayStation 4, my second PlayStation 3 is fucked as well. Sony's got no fucking chance of selling me one. They can piss off. that's another reason why I'm not getting a Nintendo.
Oh, fair enough, mate. Well, like I say, you can't say we're not honest on this show. Andrew?
Well, unfortunately, unlike Matt, my PS4, I've had that for about 3.5 years, and it still works. So, the PS4, I think, obviously, I agree with Kieran, you know, it's the architecture change is a bit of a surprise. I think, generally, I don't think it's a bad console. I think I do remember in some way that it's not a massive, massive leap from the PS3. But then again, I think, you know, it's early days. You know, I mean, it's like you look at some of the early PS1 games compared to some of the later PS1 games, you know, and you see the difference in terms of like, the quality of the graphics and stuff. You know, I think it's just the fact that, you know, it's still, when you look at the graphic demos for new console and stuff, you know, you've got to remember it's early days. So eventually, I think as time goes on, the graphics will get better and better. I think in a way, the controller is just basically the classic PlayStation controller with a few tweaks. I think the touchpad is. That's something they've taken from the Vita, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's got a little touchpad on the back. But it could be put to interesting use. Well, that's as usual, I always run out of things to say. I think I'm sort of like I am sort of like kind of like halfway between what Kieran and Malk said. I think it's not an absolutely terrible console. You know, I don't think it's that bad at all. I think in general it's quite a nice console, but it's just the fact that I don't think it's in a way such a massive leap from the PS3 the PlayStation 2 to the PS3 wasn't a massively huge leap either, but then again, yeah, it's because they were upscaling it, they were doing it into HD, weren't they? I think give it some time. I might buy one. So yeah.
So it's a wait and see. I've gone Will. Round the for the PS3.
Well, I do like the design of the PS4 because it looks kind of almost like a PS3, but we're more smoothed out. Now I can't really say anything about the graphics and sound and other stuff because the console isn't out yet and I haven't played it, so I can't really give my final thoughts on it. Second of all, really, I do like when at least there's no DRM to worry about. You can still trade your games with your friends. You don't really have to install it onto your console. You just put the disc in and load it from there. I like it the way that they're using using the Vita with it as well, like they do with the Wii U's control thing. Very similar to that. I really do like that. I'm glad they implemented that idea. Second of all, really, it's probably the only one reason why I would buy a PS4 just for Metal Gear Solid 5. That would probably be the reason why I'll buy
it. Actually, saying that, that would probably be a reason why I'd get it as well.
Mm-hmm. And also,
I'll wait till they come down.
Yeah, and also, basically, I do agree with Malk about the hardware because my fat PS3 did break down about a year ago. This won't scan very well, but I hope basically, I hope it doesn't break down when you get it on first tier. I hope it doesn't break down on it.
Yeah,
what I mean? Like, first day breakdown.
You're hoping it doesn't suffer from Xbox syndrome.
I hope it doesn't. At least Sony has learned their mistakes from the PS3. That's what I'm going to say about that.
Yes, that is very, very true. Sony have learnt their mistakes from the PS3. They now look like they're firmly on the side of the indies. They look like they're working for the gamers. As I say, they look like. We still got to see what the future beholds, and it looks like they're supporting. At this moment in time, I could honestly say that the PlayStation 4 is looking like a games machine.
It is.
I remember looking at the forum post when somebody turned around and sat there at E3 and said, oh, no, look, they're talking about TV and videos. They did it for 4 minutes, and then they went back to the games. And that was it, 4 minutes. whereas with the Xbox One Live reveal, well, everyone's seen the video, haven't they? TV! 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 TV!
TV! TV, TV, yes.
Yeah. All I can say is you should have seen the Halo fanboys rage when they saw it wasn't Halo 5 that was announced.
I would love to see one of the faces right about now.
Yeah. Right, moving on. Oh dear, Xbox One.
Ooh, we're in territory now.
Yes. Yeah. Xbox and Microsoft, if you ask me, my own humble opinion at the moment, I went into the reveal with a open mind and thinking, look, I know I've slightly sided with Sony on this side of this one, even though I never owned a PS3. If I was going to buy a console, I would buy a PlayStation this generation. So I said, I'm going to be open minded. I'm going to listen to what Microsoft had to say to me. By the end of that reveal, I was like, what the fuck. First of all, I'll go through the map. We'll just cover the main points, or we're going to be here all day, people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One, I do not want to watch TV on my Xbox. Yeah? I want to buy a games console, not an all-in-one multimedia device. So, all those lovely TV features that you've been showing me, quite frankly, you could stick up your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah? Right. Two, the DRM on games, yeah? And the whole sort of thing. They're trying to put the blame on the games manufacturers. And I watched Angry Joe's set part two of his angry rant on the Vita. It's like, yeah, you're saying for the developers, but you're creating the architecture which is forcing them to do it.
Have they ever learned from SimCity?
No, they haven't, obviously. Three, the always online connection. They sit there and say, oh, but it only needs to be check in once a day. that is still always online.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the fact that if it's not online, you get 24 hours of gameplay and then your machine shuts off. So what if your internet goes out for a week? Oh dear.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you're playing a game on a friend's, you get 1 hour.
Yep.
Yeah? They come up with a whole bunch. Oh, but you could share the games with your friends if they've been on your friends list for 30 days and things like this. This is just pandering. Yeah? It's crap. When Sony announced and said they would do, Microsoft must have sat there and went, oh God, what have we done?
Yeah.
But my own honest opinion is, even if they remove that DMR, that DRM feature and that feature, it's too late. The damage is done.
Yeah.
People are not going to trust you. Yeah?
Mm.
And mm. I'm not even going to get started with the Kinect. Let's put it that way. Right. It's mandatory. You've got to have it, whether you like it or not. And the price point, £429.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yes. And you think the only reason why it's 429 quid is because of that frigging Kinect sensor.
Yeah.
I can honestly see them re-releasing it without it some point in the future.
Yeah. They just love shoving that Kinect down our throats, do they? They just love it, don't they?
I said that. Right, we'll go with Malk first this time for the Xbox One.
What do I personally think of it?
In less than four swear words?
An absolute joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I do like about it, I also don't like about it as well, is Killer Instinct, because they're only giving you one character and then you've got to buy the rest, and it's a shit character, and I think that's an absolute piss take that you don't get at least the main ones on it. You know, like, say with a Street Fighter game, you at least get all the World Warriors and that, and then you can buy downloadable content or whatever. I mean, I know you don't on Super Street Fighter 4, you get all of them, but I'm just saying, at least they could give you just the main ones on it, that are on Killer Instinct 2. But they don't even give you that. And plus that online feature, that's ridiculous. You know, your internet can go out for like a whole week or something, so you won't be able to play your console. Mm-hmm. Having to have the Kinect plugged into it and it can spy on you, I don't like that at all. I think that's an invasion of people's privacy.
Well, they did have a thing come out as part of their policy that you can shut all the features off. The only thing you can leave running is the command to turn it on, but apparently you can even shut that off. So then it comes to the point, why does it have to be connected to your system?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And why are people that lazy that they can't be asked to turn nothing on and just talking to it, Xbox on, and it comes on? What's the fucking point?
Yeah. Well, it was the same at the initial reveal. There was rumours coming through that people who were watching it on the Xbox, the stream on the Xbox, when he gave the order for the thing like Xbox off, it actually shut their Xboxes off.
See, that don't surprise me, because I know when I used to play online on Xbox Live with Andy, he's got a Kinect, and he bought one because Glenn recommended how good it was and that. Glenn done a video. He's done a video of his Xbox Kinect fail as well. Well, that's the most disliked video out of us lot and people from the Retro Asylum and that I know. It's got 80-something dislikes, hasn't it? 84, I think.
Mm.
Andy got one, and I was talking on Xbox Live to him, and he'd be like, Kinect's no, or at least Kinect had turned itself on for no reason, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just when we was having a normal conversation, you know, with headsets, just talking normally.
Yeah.
So he weren't impressed with a Kinect whatsoever, and that was massively overpriced, weren't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I won't personally buy one of them, and that's why I never have.
And I think
you need a lot of space as well. Yeah. You need a room the size of the fucking Albert Hall to play games on it, because you'll have an accident, you'll either hurt yourself, or damage something.
Like Glenn did in that video, was it?
Exactly.
He broke the light, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. They can detect your heartbeat. So fucking what?
Yep.
So what good is that going to achieve? Is it going to call a paramedic, like, if you have a heart attack or something? I doubt it very much.
It should. That would be pretty handy.
It would be. We'll give that up.
Oh my God, I'm fucking dying.
Okay, so Malk, not impressed, no?
No, not at all, even less than the PlayStation 4. I'll say I'm slightly impressed with the PlayStation 4 with certain things, but not very much. The Xbox One, and I do own a 360, by the way, and a PlayStation 3 that doesn't work. So it's not that I'm a fanboy to one console or another. It's just, I think it's a joke, the Xbox One is. An absolute joke.
Well, Well, the one thing they kept sitting there saying was, oh, we're listening to our customers. Obviously, you're not.
No.
So, Andrew, Xbox One, would you like?
Yeah, absolute joke. I'm not going to think about buying one, even if Microsoft absolutely tempted me to buy one. But yeah, it's just all the problems, obviously, with the inclusion of Kinect, you know, bumping up the price, the whole DRM thing as well, and I think the thing with the indie gamers as well, indie game developers is shocking.
Yes.
I am not sold on the idea. Quite frankly, the Xbox One for me can burn in hell. So.
Yep.
To be fair, I've never owned an Xbox or anything. Don't even really like Microsoft. So,
can I just say one more thing about the controllers? You'd think they'd have the logic to change the controller, because now I might be in the minority with this, but I think the Xbox 360 controller is fucking hideous. Now, the D-pad and that, you know, the shape of it, it's nowhere near as good as the PlayStation controllers.
Mm.
It's a crap controller, I think, to play games on myself.
No, I
personally
don't agree. I think Sony
did the right move with keeping it the same, because if it's not broke, there's no point in fixing it. Whereas Microsoft could have changed that and made that a lot better than what it actually is.
Well,
and they haven't changed it at all.
The good thing with Sony is, even though they do have a new design pad for the PS4, it's still the same shape as the old one.
Exactly. That's perfect in your hand and everything.
Yeah. Right. Will, go on. I know you're egging.
Alright. I've had some Xbox One it is a joke, but I have seen the games. The games look really, really good. But my main problem with it is the console itself.
Mm.
I would love to actually. Basically, I'm a fan of Dead Rising series, and Dead Rising 3 is going to be exclusive to the Xbox One. I really would love to get an Xbox One to play that game, but the console is really making me put off it.
It is. But the thing is, we'll get to the games in a minute, Will. But do you honestly think, even though they've signed an Xbox One only deal, with the current popularity of the console, do you really think those companies are going to keep to it?
I do not think so, because I hope Capcom they change their mind and make it multiple platform. Now, let's talk about the Xbox Live. Now, basically, the Xbox One was going to be like worldwide release, but unfortunately, the Xbox Live can only be in certain countries. Now, here's the certain countries that it's going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Australia, Austria, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, Italy, Mexico, Jennyland, New Zealand, Norway, Russia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and United States. Now, I meant New Zealand. I meant Netherlands. Now, they say it's going to be a worldwide release, but I don't see Japan on there whatsoever.
Oh, very true. Perhaps Microsoft have learnt their lesson there. So, Will, have you put your pre-order for the Xbox One in?
No.
No.
I will never pre-order that console ever, because I'd rather put my money somewhere which is better. I would rather put my money towards a Wii U or a PlayStation 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, if you want to know what Will meant by Jennyland, he meant the Netherlands, because that's where our friend Jenny lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a holiday from site management at the moment, so I got.
Yeah.
she needs to recharge her batteries a little bit.
Yeah. Definitely. Right, Kieran, come on. I know you're edging for this one.
It's questionable, to be honest. Like, what's with the price tag?
Mm.
I know they've got a Kinect bundle with it, but to be honest, with that price tag, they shot themselves in the foot. And on the press conference, they was like, oh, it's going to cost $499, €499, £499. And I was like, they are not of the same value in the slightest.
Yep.
What are you doing? quite a few people in the conference booed him, and his face, the presenter's face was just like, did you just fucking boo?
how dare you boo us? We rule your gaming life, or what's left of it.
And to be honest, I think Microsoft is relying on Halo and Dead Rising to sell the console. But to be honest, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think even though people may love Halo to bits, to be honest, I think they're running Halo into the ground. They're coming out more and more and more and more, and it's like, come up with something new. You've been riding Halo since the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And that's it. When you think Xbox, you think Halo. That's all you think. When you think PlayStation, you think like Ratchet and Clank, fucking
God of War.
God of War, and you know they have quite a few games.
Yeah. So, well, it is true. You do look at those points. The long side of it is they've spun their middle finger at the indie scene, because apparently when there was one indie game they showed, and apparently there was some people charted sellout. On that one, but yeah, Microsoft policies for that are just no good. So basically, they basically tell the thing is you're gonna play what we say you're gonna play, and that's final. Oh, they said, oh, by the way, we're gonna give away some free games, Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2. Now, sorry, Microsoft, yeah, the majority of Xbox owners have already played Halo 3 and they've already played Assassin's Creed 2. Yeah, you are going to be giving away those games to virtually nobody. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because there'll be very few people who haven't played those games. So, I don't even need to ask you guys. It's an anonymous agreement with this one. Microsoft, we just aren't happy with what you're doing.
Now, also, you've got to mention about Call of Duty Ghost.
Oh, we'll get that in a minute. Right. I know that's another thing we'll love on that one. Right, so I think it goes... correct me if you guys think I'm wrong on this one. Nintendo, I think, are going to be fine. They've got some titles. They're going to be good for the community.
Yes.
Sony are going to be fine. They're going to have a fan... Their Sony fan base are not going anywhere. They're going to stay. And yeah. I reckon they will pull a majority of the hardcore Xbox fans over. Some of them already have. So they've probably already gone out and got PS3s. Microsoft, to say the machine won't sell would be a lie.
Mm.
It will sell, but it just won't sell as good as what Microsoft think it's going to.
Yeah. Well, no one is.
Probably discontinued probably in a couple of months, or at least barely a year. If you make it a year, they were very lucky.
Right. Well, let's have a look over Microsoft and Sony. Right. Microsoft opened up their E3 with Metal Gear 5, and Sony went woohoo, free advertising. So who's excited for Metal Gear 5?
Me.
Well, I'm a big fan of Metal Gear. Actually, that's like we said earlier. That is one of the games that. But apparently I've heard it's on the PC as well. So.
Apparently there is a rumour it will be released on the PC as well. Now, that would be a game that for Konami worth releasing on the PC, because it is very impressive graphically. And yes. that will look impressive on a PC. So, yes, I think that would be...
It's the superiority of the PC master race.
we're not that good. Oh, before we carry on with the games, there was one thing which I saw the Xbox fanboys trying to hit the PC guys with. And they say, oh, because you're with Steam, you're obviously supporting DRM. And it's like...
No. Are you stoned or stupid?
Yeah, exactly.
G.com does not have DRM. All their games are DRM-free.
DRM-free. But even the games on Steam, why do we get them through Steam? Because they're cheaper. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Steam offer us deals no shop can ever offer us.
That's right.
On that one, because it's direct through. Who saw the story about when FIFA, was it FIFA 13, £85 for the pre-order?
Fucking hell.
Bloody hell.
Apparently they were charging £85 to have it downloaded and be ready on your system for a release day. That was
offered us. That's horrendous.
On that note of FIFA, I saw FIFA 12 on PSN. Guess how much?
£40.
Wrong, £75. Once it released, it had been out for like, you know, half a year, and I was are you serious?
That's right, they are overpriced for full games on PSN, and on, I think they're overpriced on the 360 to actually download the full game.
It does come to the point, it is down to the software.
That is stupid. Yeah. That is plain stupid. And if you was that much of a fan of, like, FIFA, you'd go and get it the day it was fucking out anyway.
Yeah, you'd go
at midnight or something, because a lot of people do.
But the other side as well, when you look at, when they sit there, but when you look at PC, if you've seen quite a few games on Steam, if you pre-order it on Steam, you get it for cheaper than the retail price.
Yeah, and also on some PC games, you can get items for Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, you get much more bonus.
And more hats.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
And so for anybody to come to us and say, we're supporting DRM because we're using Steam, wait till Christmas and you check out the Steam sales and you tell me. You tell us that we're stupid.
And the thing is as well, their DRM is actually damn good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't have a system like most copy protection systems. And you don't have to be always online or anything like that.
Like Ubisoft.
Yeah, like that. No, Ubisoft don't do it anymore, if I remember.
Well, they do with the only game of theirs I've got.
Yeah,
so I had a right job starting it the other night, didn't I, when I reinstalled it?
Yeah, they don't do it anymore, if I remember rightly. So, let's get back to the games now after we've beaten the fanboys. next one come along, and again, Battlefield 4. Again, Sony were like, more free advertising.
Yeah.
And how long's that been on the PC in the beta already?
Yeah, and two people were sitting there. I saw people say, yes, Metal Gear 5 and Battlefield 4 are Xbox One exclusives. Fuck off.
No, bollocks.
And speaking about Battlefield 4, when they actually showed it at the E3 conference, it didn't even start up.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it was
funny. People were booing it.
Yeah, it started with no sound and that, and that to finger it, didn't they? Mess around with it and that.
Yep, so that's not good there, right? Anything else that cropped up? There was a game that Microsoft showed called The Spark, but then again, I just said, you've just ripped off Little Big Planet.
I like Forza, but you didn't really see much of that.
Again, it's anyway. They basically flashed. Oh, look, new Halo game, thank you very much.
And the Halo the TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, but they just made a flash game. Other than that, apart from Dead Rising 3, the problem is with this one, they said, we're now taking a more serious approach to Dead Rising. Capcom, as a word of advice, there's another game series you have that needs to be taken more seriously.
Resident Evil.
Yes, Resident Evil. That needs to take a serious turn, not Dead Rising. One of the reasons why Dead Rising 1 and 2 and Off the Record were so good, it was because of its humour.
You know, the first Dead Rising, when it loads, it comes up that this is not supposed to have anything to do with Dawn of the Dead. I think that's to avoid the copyright.
Yeah, because...
Even though it is sort of nicking the idea, ain't it?
It's for in front of the box, this has no connections with George Romero's Dawn of the Dead, because it is basically set in the entire mall.
Yeah, that's right.
But as far as it goes for Capcom, it's exclusive for now, but as you've known in the past, especially with Resident Evil 4 and a Beautiful Joe, Maximo and a lot of other games, they started on different consoles, then within 6 months or so, they were on another one with more features. So if Xbox does not take off the way it should do, trust me, Capcom will not keep Dead Rising 3 an exclusive.
No, it'll be on the PlayStation and more likely the Nintendo and that as well. Probably even the PC.
Yes, it definitely will be on the PC. I'm surprised they didn't re-release the first one because that's still not released anyway. Right, is there anything else that Microsoft showed that was of any interest?
Not really.
No.
So sitting there. And for another thing, for a company that's pushing the Kinect so hard, they didn't have very many games to show for it, did they?
No. How many games are on it anyway, on the 360?
On 360, there's quite a few.
That are good.
Yeah.
Because like I say, I've got Dragon's Lair on the 360, yeah? You can play that on a Kinect. And they couldn't even get a real person to play it on a demo of how to play it. They had to have, like, the cartoon character, Dirk, doing it, showing you how to play it.
Oh, that's terrible.
They couldn't even find someone to do it for them.
It's terrible. And you think the only controls on that were up, left, down, and right, and a fire button, weren't it?
The sword button, yeah. So just four directions and a sword button, yeah.
It's not that.
So it can't be hard.
It can't be that hard to program and connect. Right, Microsoft. From what I can remember from Microsoft, Final Fantasy Versus 13. Well, it's now Final Fantasy 15.
Yep.
It's a show that looks impressive, but that might be doubled over. Kingdom Hearts 3 got announced. I am very, very much looking forward to that one because Kingdom Hearts for me was a very surprise game. When I first saw it, and I thought it was like Square Enix are mixing together a Final Fantasy and a Disney game. This ain't going to go down too well. And I was totally wrong.
I've never played any of them. But
I've played one on PS2, actually. I've played it.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 were fantastic games. They really were. Because they weren't directly RPG. They were more action RPG.
Yeah, I actually... Because my little brother's got them, and I actually like Kingdom Hearts, and I don't usually like them sort of games.
Yeah, so Kingdom Hearts 3 is on the way. Anything else which Sony done which kind of stuck out? Apart from what you already know.
Well, to be honest, they didn't try and shove PlayStation Move down your throat.
Exactly.
And like I said before about that, the PlayStation Move and that is more sensibly priced for the PS3 than what the Kinect is.
Yeah, it's a lot more sensibly priced. It works the same as the Wiimote, but it worked out the flaws the Wiimote had.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it was Sony's kudos. They sit there and goes, look, here's the PlayStation Move, but they didn't make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never do. They know that there's going to be some people who like the idea of Move games, and then there's some who don't. So, but the idea is that they don't. We'll let our players decide.
Exactly, and that's the best thing. So, that's pretty much covers all on that one. So, if anybody else has anything they can think of?
Well, about the Call of Duty Ghost thing.
Go on then, I'll let you do it.
Okay, well, when Call of Duty Ghost comes out, if you want the DLC, it's first on Xbox One. So, if you want it first, you have to get an Xbox One. So, probably Microsoft thinks that Call of Duty Ghost is going to save their console. No.
Anybody that I've spoken to you about time DLC, especially some of my friends, say, but it's first on Xbox One. You know what their response is? We don't care. Yeah?
Certainly, yeah.
Exclusive games are a big deal. Exclusive DLC isn't, because they know at some point it's going to come down the line.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, exclusive DLC, when Grand Theft Auto... They did the exclusive DLC for the Xbox. People got so pissy over that. Because,
it was true.
Because, you know, like, people were saying to Rockstar, you've portrayed your own, you know, birth consoles. What are you doing?
Yeah, and also, I think it was due to the extreme poor sales, they had to pull out of the Xbox-only DLC thing, didn't they?
Yeah. Eventually, it did just come out on PC and PS3. Yeah.
So, as far as it goes, look at Rockstar, people. Specific system DLC does not work. It causes a loss. A big loss.
It's like, you may get money from Microsoft, cheap, easy money, but if you sat down and do the maths, you'll probably work out, wait, if I release it on all these consoles, I'll get more money. Hey, Microsoft, get fucked.
Yeah. And the other side, for all the people that sit there saying, oh, but I'm waiting for the Xbox 4 or the PS4 for the PS4 edition or the Xbox version of Ghosts and GTA 5, do you honestly think they're going to look any better, people?
Yeah. No, of course they won't. Well, that's something I wanted to say about Call of Duty Ghosts. On the last podcast I did with Will, I said the stupid thing of saying it uses the Crytek 3 engine. It doesn't. It still uses the same one it's always used.
Yep.
They've just changed it so much, apparently.
No, Mal, it's changed. It's a new engine. It's a new engine.
And also, Activision can't afford the Unreal 3 engine, but I've seen indie games that actually use it, so I don't think it's that expensive.
This is the point. They sit there and say they can't have the time or develop a new engine. Dungeon Defenders, a big indie game, coming from a company that had nothing, used the Unreal 3 engine.
I'm going to mention something about the Unreal Engine. It's actually not that expensive. If you actually look up the price, they price it based, I think it's per, you know, system. So, like, you know, if you want to build it to a Mac, a PC, a PS3, you have to pay for individual licenses.
Yeah.
But the licenses themselves are not that expensive. I think they were... I think it ranged between like £300 and a grand. And to a company, that's nothing.
No.
Yeah, that's no money.
Exactly.
They'll just go, £1,000 so we can use your game engine. Take it, we'll have that engine. That's cheap.
Yeah, we're gonna make a few billion out of our game anyway. But we can't afford £1,000 to buy a new engine.
Yeah.
And considering it's supposed to be the... considering it's supposed to be the most successful, made the most money out of any game ever, I don't believe that for a start.
As a single game, yes, probably. As a collective series, no. Nowhere near.
Yeah.
Right, that's a wrap, people.
Yep.
Right, so...
that's one thing we didn't mention as well, the name of the Xbox One.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, how imaginative creator is that? You got Xbox 360, and then you've got Xbox One.
Yeah.
What does the One mean?
Yeah, the one that you're going to own, the one that will encompass everything, the one that's going to replace your satellite TV box and do everything for you. Yeah, when it controls my fridge and makes my toast, then I might consider it. But
And it wipes my bottom, I probably will consider buying one.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on, Xbox 720 was better.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Well, no, I saw a video which basically, the whole reason why it was called the 360, because it was the one in the middle and it spread out to everything around you. It made sense. That's where 720 doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 720 is double 360.
Yeah, exactly. But Alpha, was that spread? Yeah, well, never mind. Right.
The Xbox Infinity, then.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably took them that to think of the name for the Xbox One. But just to finish off, people, there's an old mathematical saying, 4 is greater than 1.
Yep.
Yeah.
any fake news, people? Anyone see any good YouTube channels? No?
Not many new ones. Obviously, the sites we can shout out, but...
all I'm going to say is thank you for listening. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you for taking your time to listen to this free podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We do have our website if you want to come and join us at www.rmifusion.com. Please sign up if you want to see all our content. You can check the previews out if you don't want to sign up. But we always try to have about 2 or 3 new videos a week. We review just about anything gaming. And you can also listen to the back episodes of the podcast if you just don't so happen to be on iTunes. Or you just don't go onto Podomatic all that much. Kieran, do you know any good YouTube channels which are about gaming which are worth a mention?
No. I don't watch that much YouTube videos. I prefer just to sit down and play the damn game.
Fair enough, then. Right. I do just want to do one shout-out to Scott Davies. He's the guy that's currently doing the Retro Achievements emulators. Started off with a Mega Drive one. There's now a Super Nintendo and a Game Boy one now as well.
And a Game Boy Advance. And that's it, really. He is moving on to someone that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the project is expanding. We should have him on for an interview sometime soon.
Please, Nintendo 64. Do Nintendo 64 for GoldenEye. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be a god's dream for a lot of people. For that.
Oh, account. Yes. Yeah.
And I'd like to also send out a personal, like, welcome back, Moobit. You've been away for a while. Because he signed on Skype the other day for the first time in a good note. So hopefully the Gamer Dads will be... launch another podcast soon, and they're just definitely worth a listen to. I'd also like to send a thanks to DJ, I believe that's his name, from the Game of Dads for joining our site. Thanks for checking us out. And I do hope you spread the news about that we are a good little community to come and hang around in.
So, right. Yeah,
oh, can you not spam, please? It makes my job harder.
Yeah, because actually, he did leave a good comment for us, didn't he?
He did a good comment for us. Right. Okay, people, back to the gamings that we're playing next week. Malcolm, I believe we're doing Street Fighter next, aren't we? Street Fighter 4.
Yes.
Right. and then we'll plan what goes on from there. Okay, so that's a goodbye from me.
Yeah, it's bye from me as well.
Yeah, it's bye from me as well.
And a goodbye from me.
And bye from me as well.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Goodbye.